And those things you never wore.
Whew. Well, it's a bit of a noisy one today. Today we are in an arcade.
I mean, either hell or joy. I love these places. Do you?
One of my favourite things to the left here, slam hockey. We've got...
Oh, look, but you'd get so competitive over that.
Did you hear how evil that kid's laugh was?
Oh, I love these, where you punch the thing. Oh, look at all these kids with all these tickets.
Right. Well, we are here to have fun.
We are.
As we are next to the Wheel of Fortune, we will explain why we are here to have some fun in a little mini-mo, but in first.
Oh, I'm off to the Tempe machines, I'm sorry.
We will pull the handle to spin wheel and you will cue the ukulele. So anyway, we'll move away from the slam hockey because this is a podcast about losing weight.
And mostly. Having fun while you're doing it.
That is the point of this
podcast. Exactly.
You know what? Sometimes when you kind of on a diet, you feel like you have to deny yourself life, don't you? You have to go to bed at 7 p.m. because you can't bear to eat any more calories. And maybe you haven't got the confidence to like kind of wear your new clothes and go on these weird simulators and... You haven't got the energy to go to. Where's the one where you have to like do the dancing?
Oh yeah, the piano one, the dance one. But also there's a bowling alley in here and you might feel like you can't lift the ball because you're knackered. I mean, the thing about this is I like to think of every day in my life as an arcade machine because it feels like that sometimes. But I think, you know what I've found over the last 22 years is that having fun is the key to enjoying this, the key to not getting bored with it, isn't it? Now tell me something. Do you like a Tempe machine?
I love a Tempe machine.
Oh, gosh.
Now, you've got to think strategically, though. Where's your Tempe going to go? Where
I wouldn't... Look, now there's one of us...
There's four options over here.
Oh, you've got a better... Look, here's a Tempe. Oh, no, yours is out of order.
Oh,
should
no.
we go double-sided?
Oh, right. Surely you should put them together, Tab.
Oh, it's electric. Oh, my God.
What does
it do? It's not like the old days. You know where you used to push it and have control?
You can do mine.
Oh, no, it sucks it in. Look at that. No.
I mean, we could have won a fiver, a lot of key rings.
I mean, there's a whole lot of...
A fiver. A fiver and a few tempies would get you a free week at Slimming
World. It would. Very, very true. But sometimes your weight loss feels a bit like a tempie machine, doesn't it? You put all your might into it and it doesn't quite come off. And then sometimes you just get lucky and the fiver and 14 key rings falls off.
Let's move over here. We're going to pass the snakes and ladders now. Because we did actually put a post on our Instagram, which if you haven't yet commented, you can go and comment on that right now. So we asked people, how do you make losing weight fun?
Right.
How do you have fun losing weight? How do you make losing weight fun?
Well, I bet we got some interesting answers.
Is that grammatically correct? I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, I think we got the gist of what you meant.
Okay, great. Jem said, my partner and I have both lost 3 stone in 18 weeks. Wow. And that's because we support each other wholeheartedly. Before Slimming World, we'd sit on the sofa every night, mindlessly watching rubbish TV. Now we exercise. I'm not talking about a boring treadmill. I'm not sure where this is.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about. Where are we going to be?
Well, be assured, they put on the silliest exercise video and they dance their butts off. It's so funny. It's the highlight of our day and it's made the Slimming World journey so much fun. And Bex says, being a group of people who know what it's like.
That is really important, isn't it? And we've talked about this a million times. If you are with people that are losing weight, having fun doing it, and you're sharing that experience, that kicks off on you. Also, if you're struggling, knowing you're not alone.
Right, it's way too loud here. I've got to step out this door.
She's too old to be in here. Let's
get
out.
I can't handle it.
Can you imagine working in here?
I love playing. Oh. I love a game of pool as well. Oh, that's better.
We can just
stand here.
We've got a lack
of noise.
Do you
know what I've also really enjoyed is, you know, people talking about their group. Like, there's a few ladies in my group who we meet up for a coffee.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
Every week. And we actually went out for lunch
other week.
And it was really nice just kind of getting to know people, particularly as I moved to an area where I didn't, like, know many people.
Yeah, totally. I've been hearing about some members who've been getting together to do the activity videos together in people's lounges or putting the screens on and just, like, going food shopping together. A few of my members go food shopping together so they can get ideas from each other, get inspired. Because if you think about the food shop, if you don't plan it or you're going when you're stressed, it can be really boring. But I can... can imagine going food shopping with four other people might be quite good fun.
Do you think? I think it'd take forever.
Yeah, but you know what? If you planned it in, it could be a good forever. Or you might be like, right, you go to the rice section, I'm going to fresh veg, and I'll pick yours up, and you could come back. I don't know. I reckon there could be a way to do it. Let us know if you shop with more than one other person that doesn't live with you. What's your kind of thing that you find helps you enjoy it?
Well, these guys are having a lot of fun, aren't they?
They're full of sugar.
So one of the things I actually really enjoyed was... a few of me and my mates, we did this thing called Come Dine With Me.
Oh, yes.
But, like, you know, our own...
version.
Our own version. And so we all took it in turn over, like, the period of, like, 9 weeks.
Oh,
and
amazing.
And so for 8 weeks, I knew that I had a meal that I didn't have to worry about cooking.
Oh, how fun's that?
And this was before I was, like, you know, vegan. But it kind of just helped that... I think, you know, when, like... because I was single and I was kind of doing my own thing,
it
can kind of get a bit boring just having to do it all on your own. So that kind of connection and collaboration in a way that maybe you get when you have a family, but you don't when you're on your own, that kind of made it just lift the burden a little bit, just knowing that one meal out of 21 was dealt with.
Yeah. Do you know what when I first started, one of the best experiences was to cook for other people but not tell them it was food optimized and be like, here's this feast I've made you, and then reveal at the end. I loved revealing that.
Wow.
Do you know, if you ate like that every day, you'd lose 2 pounds a week? Like, I love surprising people like that. Like, anyone who comes to my house, everything is food optimized, so they never get a choice in it, if you like, but I like surprising people because then it makes you get inventive and it makes you kind of really want to do your best. So yeah, I think also, you know what I've found as well, like, if you're, this is just away from food, but you know, if you're being active and you're going out and being active, like, feeling good in your athleisure wear, because how many of us, we've talked about this before, feel rubbish, like, when we're going to the gym, we feel like, oh no, I just want to hide away. But if you feel positive in your clothes, your shoes and everything, you're going to enjoy it a bit more, because there's nothing worse than an ill-fitting pair of leggings that rolls down your crutch while you're on the treadmill, is there? So yeah, I think finding joy in your clothes at whatever size you are while you're being active is vital.
I suppose the other part is, like, you know, maybe the things that perhaps we used to get joy from, recognizing that if we're in the process of, like, kind of changing our habits, that they might not necessarily be ones that we want to take forward.
Very
so
true,
a lot of the times I used to kind of socialize by eating out.
Oh, so
I think maybe you get to, like, a certain age and you're like, don't really want to go clubbing all the time.
Oh.
But then you like to go to a place where you can actually have a conversation and you can hear each other. And food just always became the thing that I did. So I suppose, like, looking for different ways to go out and do stuff. So, like, different activities. Like, I remember me and my friend Shell, we went to the driving range.
Oh,
that was back when I was single and we thought we might get some
action.
Hot rich men.
Did you?
But we were also on it, like, food optimizing, and we didn't want to go to a place where there was temptation, because if someone had put a cake in front of me, I would have eaten it. So I suppose that's also, like, kind of just looking at the social stuff, like, well, maybe we could go for a walk instead of just go sit in a coffee shop.
Yeah, and also know that you can have so much fun without it. Do you remember years ago we did an episode about birthdays and we talked about how a birthday isn't about cake and prosecco and spinning that on its head? I think it's the same with how you socialise and new things that you can do. Also, if you do want to eat out, another way to make it exciting is research. Get to know the local restaurants where you are, because I know there are so many restaurants now that I can go into and absolutely food optimise and really enjoy it. But if I hadn't learned that and kind of known where to go, I would have often ended up in a pizza joint and just been able to have the garnish. Do you know what I mean? Or choose to have the garnish. So really thinking about, if you want to go out, how can I make it fun by not feeling the one that I sat there with a green salad while everyone else is eating something deep fried? Get to know your local community. Because you love eating out, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
That's always just been a weakness, I think. But then also I kind of challenged that, because I think as I've done Slimming World over a number of years, excuse me, I think I've kind of, like, learned how to cook. And and a lot of the times my old habit of going to eat out was because I didn't know how to cook.
Ah, so it was easier.
Somebody said something to me, like, at work a few years ago. They were like, I would never eat out at a plate. I would never eat something out that I couldn't cook myself. No, is that right?
You could cook yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So they only go to certain restaurants where it's something really special that they can't
that makes sense.
Do.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a really interesting, because for me, a lot of time, the eating out, the grab and go, the deliveries, was actually the norm. So, yeah, I think it's just...
So do you find eating at home now, you get excited because you've learnt to cook and you've learnt to
make actually, sometimes I think... Yeah. If I'd stayed at home and cooked myself, I would have made a better meal than what I've just paid for to eat at a fraction of the price. And many years ago, I wouldn't have been able to say that. So if anything, I've had to rethink that kind of belief system, because with Slimming World, I have learnt how to cook.
Oh, and I love that.
So then, in a way, me and Matt have kind of been saying... A lot of our socialising is around food, so what else can we do? And we've been like looking at, maybe now that gigs are open a bit more. We never went to the cinema together until after lockdown. We went to the cinema.
Really?
Yeah.
How
we love playing pool.
Yeah.
Pool is one of our things. We've never been bowling together.
Well, oh my God, you've got a world of things to explore.
If you're catching up, basically, me and Matt got together not long before lockdown. So obviously our relationship was massively inhibited because we couldn't do half the things that normal people do.
You'd never been to the cinema. That's amazing. That's the foundation of my childhood relationships were built on. How quickly you could snog on the back row. But again, I think it is, you know, if you are finding, like, you know, when you said the cinema to me is quite a danger zone, because I know Anna of previous times would be really, really triggered by the popcorn. So it's knowing, actually, if you want, like, I now know to go and have an enjoyable cinema experience, I have to go with a plethora of snacks that is in my bag. And when my husband goes to order the popcorn, I go to the bathroom, because otherwise I will come out with a year's worth of sins that I've just paid £73 for at the counter. So again, I think it is about knowing that would have scared me previously, but now I have fun because I know what to do in that situation. So sometimes it's looking at how you can do the things that maybe you did used to do, but in a different way, not having to cut them out totally.
Good shout.
So yeah, but that does take practice, doesn't it?
What about confidence? Because there were a lot of things that possibly I wouldn't have done that are fun because I might not have had the confidence or really felt like I could do, because I was bigger. You know, like, and I think it's amazing how when you kind of open the door into like stepping into this world of losing weight, it has like kind of a bit of a knock-on effect.
Definitely.
I would never have done public speaking before. You know, I was always a producer, never a presenter.
Look at you now, love.
I've started like painting. I mean, that's something that I would never have thought that I could like do.
Really? Because of the weight?
Yeah, and even like kind of playing the ukulele and but like doing it, you know, on stage and feeling more confident about the outfits I'm wearing and
the,
you know, totally. And so I think it's kind of in that sense there's more options for me.
It's very true.
To kind of do things for fun that previously I think, and I was also in the mindset perhaps when I was, you know, bit down on myself of like, I don't know, like, oh well, you know, you're no good at that and you're a failure why are you even going to try and
speak.
Yeah, and you know, like, I'm a perfectionist, so that doesn't help.
Never noticed that.
But things like one of the phrases that I keep kind of writing in my diary at the moment is writing just for fun and not doing it for
any other reason,
an event or a goal or to win an award or something, like just doing it because I can. Like, I've started one of the things that's helping me in the evenings rather than eat everything in the cupboards is I've got a sketch pad and some pencils, and when I'm watching TV, 9 p.m. is my hellish time, but I'm drawing, so I'm doing something with my hands.
You
know how like some people crochet,
knit,
and I've really just kind of enjoyed just seeing where it's going and where it's taking me, and that's like, I think,
a fun thing to do.
I've kind of previously put fun in as something that I should do, but not always naturally kind of done it.
And finding things fun that you, just like today I took Daisy swimming, and you know, you were saying before about having the confidence. Today I just went in the swimming pool, didn't even think about it, put my costume on, we had the best fun, but I realised why I was having so much fun.
Yeah.
Not only because I was with her, but because I just wasn't worried about how I looked in a swimming costume. And that was such a freeing thing, because previous Anna would have been hoiking her crutch up, lifting a boob out, worrying someone was looking at her tummy. And actually, do you know what? My body's... I'm no model, but do you know what? I just felt like, do you know what? I am who I am. I'm a 41-year-old mum. I've got health conditions, and yeah, I've got bits that wobble, but actually, I'm in the swimming pool and I'm having a great time. And actually, that the freeing of your mind allowed me to have fun, rather than I've had times where I've sat at the side of the pool and not done things. Do you know what I mean? But I was jumping in with her. I was doing all sorts of stuff. So I think it is about enjoying the moment rather than thinking about, is your weight stopping you, or should I worry about this? You know, I think what I've lost is I don't care what other people think anymore, which has taken me 41 years to do. But again, that's quite a freeing thing, and made me have more fun. And I find, I don't know if you find this, when I'm happier, I am far more in control with my food. Like, actually, when I'm sad or I'm low, this is just for me, that's where my emotional eating comes in. But if I'm feeling confident and happy, I seem to be able to food optimize a lot easier. That's just me, though, so a lot of people can be different. But
I think there's definitely merit in that, because some people, you know, like, you can kind of see it in group, and I know I've been there when the corset is so tight and you're, yes, like, but I've done everything.
Too restrictive.
I've had 0.5 cents every day.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I've been for seven walks this week. And you could feel how, like, tense people are. And you're just like, chill, man. Chill.
Sometimes when you pressurise yourself because you want it so much, you actually take yourself further away from your dream. I've been telling my groups a lot lately about how when I try and slim for a holiday, I end up bigger than I was before I tried, because the pressure to do it. Whereas if I just take it one day at a time and keep persevering, I get much more effective weight loss. So again, that's much more enjoyable than feeling restricted. So looking out for, are you a restrictive slimmer? Is that corset too tight? Are you taking the joy out of it because you won it yesterday?
Yeah, it's true.
Because how many of us have done that?
So maybe there's some things to think about, like if you are new to journaling or you are a regular journaler, maybe there are things that you need to kind of let go of, old habits that perhaps you don't really want to take forwards with you if you're going to get to your target and stay there. Maybe there are things that you wish that, you know, you've always wanted to try, but perhaps previously you didn't have the confidence to. What could those things be? You know, we'd love to hear some of your stories, because, you know, it's amazing what some of the things you tell us, you know, pole dancing, running marathons. I mean, that doesn't sound like fun to me.
Dancing in the
dark.
If
it floats your boat. You know, like, it's finding those things that kind of really make your heart sing. And we'd love kind of sharing in these passions. So, you know, let
cooking.
Us know.
Yeah.
Cooking.
So many. Like, yeah. Find the love.
Maybe.
Find the joy.
I mean, if I kind of look back to where I was, 7 years ago, my whole life has changed.
You're incomparable.
The career, the outlook, the way I kind of move physically, you know, where I live.
Mentally, yeah.
I'm in a relationship. So it's amazing. I mean, about the knock-on effect.
Yeah. I think that's a really important thing to be proud of, is to see how you losing weight and how that's changed your life.
Yeah. So let us know what you're thinking. And so much nicer outside that.
Oh, isn't it?
I think I haven't needed my earplugs.
I mean, it's just that noise. You know what it is? It's an over bombardment to all the senses. It was sounds, it was colours, it was smells, it was everything.
Do you know, like, in lockdown, I mean, I didn't have a 4-year-old living with me, granted, right? But it was quiet.
Oh, no.
You know what?
Wasn't.
There was peace.
Yeah, no, didn't.
And then you walk in there and you're like, lockdown's over.
So that arcade is how I live my life, okay? If you ever want a glimpse into Anna's life, that is what it's like to live with my child.
Oh, my God. And that's where we'll all go and do some meditation. Yeah. Have a great week. Speak to you soon.
Bye for now.